All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first Bobcast of 2010. I'm your host, Matthew Clem. I haven't done one of these since October of last year. I've actually recorded two other ones since then. I just never got a chance to put them together and actually post them, so tonight I'm making a point of actually doing this one. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, so if you really have nothing better to do with your time, you're free to listen for the next 20 minutes or however long it ends up being. And so let's get to it. So what have I been doing? Well, let's see, the first thing I've been up to is working on a new geocaching website. It's basically a news and resources site, trying to avoid it being like a forum or anything, and I don't want to get into a lot of the details. I think I put a post on Bob's Room about the whole, you know, history of the ACGA versus the MGA and so forth, and I don't really want to kind of get into the middle of that. So me and a couple of other cachers are talking about sort of having a site for New Brunswick cachers to go to for news and resources and stuff. So I've been working on that, and it looks pretty good. I'm actually pretty happy with it. So hopefully that's, well, we'll see how that goes, see if people like it. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but, you know, it gives me a little side project to work on, so. And speaking of caching, I started making my plans for Geo Woodstock. I'm heading to Seattle, Washington on the 1st of July, coming back on the 5th. The Geo Woodstock is actually the 3rd, because I'm leaving on a Thursday, so it's the Saturday. And yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's way, way out in Seattle, and the first geocache ever hidden is actually in Portland, so I'm going to take my rental car and drive down there and go get that one, and hit up all the caching spots in the area. There's a couple of pretty cool ones I want to pick up, plus head by the official headquarters of geocaching, which is actually in Seattle, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. I know it's like a 4, 5, 6 months away, but still, you know, it's a trip I booked last year, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, last geocaching thing is basically I've been working some more on some containers. I think I mentioned in a post quite a while ago now that I was going to put 100 caches up. The big power trail series. Basically, I have 100 containers that I'm going to hide, and they're mostly, you know, like medium-sized containers, but all along Highway 126, basically between Moncton and Miramichi, there's virtually no caches. So, I mean, I shouldn't say no caches, there's some, but there's very, very few, so I have a whole lot of containers, and they're basically ready to go. I just need to put log sheets and a little bit of swag into them, and they'll be ready to go. So I'm thinking within the next 4 weeks I'll be able to go out and hide those. So that'd be kind of cool. Today is the 4th of February, so in 11 days I head to Indianapolis. It's the first work trip I've had since I got back to work in November. Travel's pretty light in our department. We're kind of at a low point on that, but, you know, it's kind of nice to have a little trip, so I'll be gone for... Well, really, it's only 3 days there, but it turns into a week because I fly out on Monday and I get home on Friday afternoon. So, you know, it's kind of like being gone a week. So, that would be interesting. I've never been to Indianapolis before, and I've been doing geocaching there and see the sights and walk around and see what I can see. I have no idea how warm or cold it is there. I think it's kind of like it is here. So, I'll plan to be cold. But looking forward to it. I put a Twitter post out tonight. My official book, Gut Theory. I got my first batch of books that I ordered. Basically, I order them at cost, and they show up here, so I had them delivered to work, so I'd actually get them. And I have the box here in my office. I gotta go through them and make sure they're good. I flipped through some of the books this afternoon just to make sure they looked okay, but they actually look really, really good. I'm pretty happy with it. I changed the lettering on the front. The color of the text was a little different on the first two versions I did, actually. And this third one has it. It's like a gold letter with a black outline on it, and it looks really, really nice with the background image that I'm using. So I'm pretty happy about it. I'm pretty excited to be able to say, you know, I have a book. I mean, it is self-published, and, you know, I'm not expecting to sell a whole lot, if any. You know, I know a couple people that, you know, have said they'd like to get a copy, and that's fine. It was more of a thing, you know, I didn't anticipate writing a book about the origin of life and stuff, but it just sort of happened. I started writing all this stuff down. I really wanted to get the stuff that was all in my head written some down so I could more or less explain it to myself so I would understand And sure enough, you know, when I had enough material, or when I was done, I realized there was so much material. And I thought, I wonder if there's any way I can organize this as something to put out. And then I learned about Lulu, where I could do self-publishing. And it seemed a pretty good idea. You know, hey, why not try and actually do a real book? So, I mean, if I end up selling the 20 copies, you know, that's a little bit of money in my pocket. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not, it's not really about the money, although, you know, I'd like to sell 100,000 copies of my book. It'd be pretty cool. But it's not about money. It's just, it's something I've said for years and years and years that I wanted to do, was to actually write a book. So it's good to have the book in hand. So speaking of books, the Badge book will be coming out within a month. I've completed the manuscript. Everything's ready. The only thing I have to do is make a cover. And I've talked to Jason Heislip. Jason, you guys know Jason. Well, some of you know Jason. And I'm looking to use his Sandman painting, like the picture of the Sandman. Everybody that knows Jason and knows that painting should know what I'm talking about. I'm looking to use that possibly as the cover. Since the very first issue of Vag, that was the main image on the cover. It seemed kind of fitting, so I want to kind of play with the image and see what I can come up with. And whether I use that one or I turn around and use something else, I don't know. But really, it's just the cover in the back that needs to be done. Once that's settled, I'll print off you know, half a dozen of those and hand them off to anybody that's interested. I know the guys like Chris and Jason, probably Cheese, and a couple of the other guys that wrote for the magazine. I'd like to give them some copies. And anybody else that's interested is more than welcome to get one. So, spent the last couple weeks there helping my brother, Rob, out. He has wanted some refreshers in some computer courses stuff, so I've been kind of helping him out a little bit with, you know, Word and Excel and that kind of thing. So that's been pretty cool. I haven't had, previous to this, a whole lot of opportunity to just kind of sit down and spend some time with him, just the two of us, and I've been enjoying that. Kind of glad to, you know, get to know him a little bit better than I already did. You know, I worked with the guy for 4 years, but, you know, I still didn't really know him, and so it's kind of nice having a little bit of a quality time with my brother, my half-brother, whatever you want to call him. So that's been good. I've been really, really enjoying that. I've been also reading. I've never really been much of a guy to sit down and read when I go to bed. Usually I'm a TV guy, but I think I also mentioned this in one of my posts about needing some spare change, and I was reading about The Secret. Tamara bought me this book called The Secret, and it really is. It's a really interesting book. I can see how a lot of people would take what's written in that as being completely ridiculous. I'm someone that's very methodical and logical, but I also have this sort of mysticism and philosophical side to me as well. And reading some of the things that are in there and some of the stuff it talks about actually kind of goes along with what I wrote in Gut Theory. So it's kind of interesting. It's just, I think it's trying to embrace something that you know is, that your logical mind goes, it can't possibly be like that, but that you're sort of metaphysical self, your spiritual part of your being thinks, well, maybe that's really the way it is. So I'm kind of battling that, because if I can find a really, really good way to sort of tackle that, I really think it could actually help me and, you know, just make my life a better life. I'm pretty happy with the life that I have now, but there's some things I'd like to change, and I'm thinking maybe this is a way to do that. So other news, let's see, my work's been going pretty good. I don't talk a lot about my job, but, you know, we had peaks and valleys. It's like a lot of places, so we were, you know, we're coming into a little bit busier time today. I spent like 6 hours today working on a single project, so I felt pretty good about that. And I'm thinking about a couple of different things with regards to work. I had a long conversation with Tamara about some things, and, you know, I've always sort of played this thing in my head about whether or not management is something I ever really wanted to go into, and I think I've basically found my answer of whether or not it is. And the thing is that I don't really want to admit it to myself that I know the answer, because in doing so, it's like you basically say, okay, this is the way it's going to be, and there's some ramifications to that, meaning about basically how I would proceed with my career. So I don't quite know whether or not I'm ready to cross that bridge yet, but I definitely, you know, I'm always looking to expand, looking to add things to my repertoire. So I quoted a project today that was actually totally different than anything else I've done, so I'm kind of looking forward to that one coming back to me, because I think I'll really enjoy it. So the kids, I don't put a lot about the kids on Bob's Room, but both of them have had some rather interesting events in the last week or so, and this part's definitely PG. Let's see, I woke up one morning with D Dylan coming into the bathroom, completely covered in blood. His face, his clothes, his bed was actually covered in it. And I freaked. I was just scared. And once I kind of came out of my spin, it was all dried blood. It was dry on his nose. And basically, he'd had a nosebleed in his sleep, and he didn't real, you know, obviously he didn't know it. He was asleep when it happened, and he was perfectly fine. He wasn't freaking out, but I think, you know, maybe me freaking out might have spooked him a little bit. So that was a little bit, and we've been trying to get him a little bit more interested in going potty, you know, trying to use the potty instead of diapers. And he had himself a bad case of diarrhea the other day, and we didn't even notice it. And we had a little bit of a mess in the kitchen that, you know, was not a pleasant pleasant thing to see. And I don't want to get into the details. It's just, yeah, if you've had kids, babies in your house with diapers and potty training, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm a big, you know, I'm not a big poop guy. It's just gross. I can't stand it. I'll change the diapers and stuff, but I still am disgusted by it. So it was not a pleasant situation. So, you know, I have to accept that accidents happen, and that's what's going to continue to happen until, you know, they're both, you know, fully using the toilet every day or whenever they need to, as opposed to diapers. But, yeah, that happens. I know it's part of life, it's part of parenthood, but hey, I don't know. That's a hard pill for me to swallow. Lastly, I think it was just talking a little bit about being tired. I put that a handful of times, probably more than so, I should say, on my Twitter and Facebook about the fact that I've been pretty tired, and me and Tamara both, we're just exhausted. It seems like our day's finished, we come home, put the kids to bed, and it's like 7:30, and I want to go to bed. Like right now, it's 8:30 at night, and I'm thinking, oh man, I could go to bed, but there's other stuff I want to do. You know, I want to work on, I want to finish this podcast, and I have some stuff on that geocaching website I want to do, and there's all these things I want to do, but at the same time, I am exhausted. I'm just totally beat, and so it's crazy. So I'm hoping I can find some time to just get some rest in and not have to do anything, because I suppose none of this other stuff is anything that I really have to do. It's just things I want to do. So, speaking of other things, I know I said that was the last thing, but it was one last thing, which I will make my last thing. It has to do with Lost. Any of my listeners that actually watched the season premiere a couple nights ago, I didn't put this on Facebook or Twitter, but I had actually downloaded the first hour. They had the big Sunset on the Beach thing in Hawaii where they aired the first hour of the premiere to the folks in Hawaii. So there was a guy there with a camera phone, and he actually taped the whole thing and posted it on a torrent site. So I downloaded it. And the quality was crap. You could barely hear anything, but I watched it anyway. Really shouldn't have. It kind of spoiled the first hour, but as it turns out, it was really the second hour of the premiere that was the real kick-ass part. And let me tell you, I'm pretty excited. And I think Chris put it best in one of his Twitter reply, where he said that it's kind of like X-Files all over again. And it's true, because I was a real, real huge X-Files guy. And, you know, I think it went a little too long. But I'm glad to see Lost is finishing this year. And if it continues the way the premiere went, it's going to be an awesome season. I'm really excited to see how it ends. They announced the end date May 23rd, so, which is actually apparently a Sunday. So I'm real excited. I can tell you right now, I'll be, you know, locking the doors, unplugging the phones. Nobody's going to call me. I don't want to talk to anybody that night, because that'll be my night to see the ending of Lost and see what happens. So that should be pretty cool. So beyond that, I don't have much else. I'm sitting here staring at my desk with the, dozen Coke cans on here, thinking I really should clean this place, but you know how it is. Not enough hours in the day to get much done. So with that said, I think I will, I'll sign off on this February 2010 Bobcast, and I'll see you around. Take care.